everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So, bago ko ipakilala si...
Si Tito Paolo.
Tito Paolo.
Tito na nga ako eh. Okay.
Mag-subscribe muna kayo sa channel namin. Free lang yan. So, today we have a special guest.
Special na naman, ha?
Yes, special guest na naman. So, parang OG rin to eh. Sa pagdating sa YouTube and sa music industry.
So, okay, sige, I'll let you introduce, ha?
Ay, grabe.
I'll let you handle the introduction.
So, grabe no, na-pressure ako bigla.
Na-pressure ka? Parang may kasama ka dyan, ha?
Oo nga eh. So, kasama rin natin ang guest natin before sa Career Talk dito sa Spill the Beans.
Sa Career Talk, okay.
Yes, si Tim Lingwangco.
So, Timothy Lingwangco.
Hello. Good to be back.
Good to be back. No, kahit hindi niyo siya makita, it's good to be back.
Oh, mukhang papalitan niya ako. Naka-ready na siya dito.
Oh, naka-ready na. Parang ready to divulge information to si Tim. Nagtatago lang eh.
Kaya nga. So, Tito Paolo, sino ba yung guest natin for today? Para mas
sa'yo ko nga ibibigay. Oh, sige, let's get it started. To all the memory keepers and future subscribers, I think this is our first... what do you say, Bab? First musical artist? Can you help me out? So,
yes.
Our first guest na talaga musically inclined. Because most of our guests are usually either professionals or YouTube content creators. So, this time, we have Lester. Dito ka. Sabayan mo ako dito. This time, who's our guest?
Ang guest natin for today is si Crazy Kyle.
Crazy Kyle. Crazy Kyle ba talaga ang pangalan?
Or Kyle Gianan.
Kyle Gianan.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Mark Anthony Gianan, aka Crazy Kyle, the Filipino picker. My YouTube channel is Crazy Kyle TV.
Crazy Kyle TV Rapscallion ba or is it just Crazy Kyle TV?
Crazy Kyle TV Rapscallion, yeah.
Ah, okay. Ito yung origin story ni Kyle. Medyo ang daming metamorphosis eh, no? Talagang daming evolution. We've seen him as the si Lester po corrected me a while ago kasi sabi ko God Skills no album pero it's no album.
No album God Skills.
No TV. Album God Skills. Familiar ka ba dyan, Lester?
Yes, actually pinapanood yan before.
Oo.
Nung nag-start pa lang. Wala pa nga yata, hindi pa masyadong sikat yung YouTube dun eh. So, nandun na sila agad sa platform na yun.
Andun na sila sa platform na yun. Alam mo, ang maganda actually, makita natin eh. Oo,
yes.
Diba? Yung lang maganda. If we see a little bit of it. Because this is how Crazy Kyle TV started. At 188 uploads. And then we checked the numbers. It was 2007, no? Very OG. Hindi lang OG in street cred, OG also in content creation. So, nakita ko, Kyle, ang dami mong collection.
Yeah, I started collecting after I retired from the call centers. And then, medyo tito na tayo in terms of music.
Uh-oh.
So, that's the time we joined that.
So yun yung most recent progression mo is the Filipino picker.
Yes.
Tama ba?
Tama.
So, was it Kahoy World first and then you became doon na spark yung passion for collecting?
Actually, it is Kahoy World first.
Kahoy World first.
Because the only reason why I was able to buy all of that is because of Kahoy.
Ah, galing, yeah. Galing. Pero we won't start with that first. We will start with No Album God Skills. Ano Empire Entertainment? What is this Empire?
Well, Empire Entertainment is a hip hop record label back in the day. So I was part of that. So it was in cooperation with my Longevity Records. That's my recording studio.
Kyle, I have to ask. Saan mo nakukuha yung drive mo? Dahil ever since parang iba yung vision mo from other even when we were working. You were always very enterprising, always you always had a different goal from the yung iba kasi nag-aantay lang ng sweldo eh.
Sino ako yun eh.
Oo, nag-aantay lang tayo ng sweldo, antay lang tayo ng weekend. Pero ito si Kyle parang nung bata pa tayo may goal na talaga eh. Saan ba nag-emanate yan, very driven, very goal-oriented, very driven ka?
Really back in the day, I watch a lot of US shows.
Oo.
Because you know you learn a lot from them because they are more updated in terms of technology talaga. So I watch a lot of that for this Crazy Girl TV. I idolized Rap City, The Basement from MTV Crib, MTV. So talagang so, ano, it's the Philippine version, I said.
So that's where you kind of got the vision for it as well. Ang lakas ng traction niya no at that time.
Yeah.
As you were saying, parang you guys were number 4.
We were number 4 on the YouTube trending list. I think that was 2008. So back then walang mga awards or YouTube don't really recognize any of that.
Uh-oh.
Pero you will see it on your ano eh, on your page na that you're part of the trending.
You're part of the trending. Parang ganun nga ata dati yung mga pinaka channels that have the most traction. So this is Lester, can you help me out with the date? My Tito Ice can't see it anymore.
September 10, 2007.
September 10, 2007. For the memory keepers and future subscribers, para ma-emphasize lang namin kung gaano kami ka Tito eh, anong ginagawa mo noon, Lester, noong 2007?
High school pa lang
noon. High school ka pa lang noon. Grabe
naman. Second year high school pa lang yata ako niyan.
Hindi nga.
Yes.
Grabe naman. Ang bata mo. Okay. So, at that time, Lester was just in a second year. Si Kyle, may vision na sa YouTube noon. Tayo, 2015 lang tayo na na-awaken sa YouTube eh. Diba? At that time, si Kyle at 2007. And then, Kyle, how's this doing now? Is it more on a hiatus na ba siya? Si No Album, God Skills, or... is it just on the shelf?
Basically, right now, since it's Crazy Kyle TV, I basically guested almost all the rappers na, so I can't guest them again. So my goal was to guest all the rappers in the show.
Okay.
Now I had 20 episodes last year, which had the new school artists. Which of course Tito na tayo. I don't really know all of them na ng mga new artists.
Uh-oh.
But there are some, if you check the later episodes.
Uh-oh.
Ayan na sina Price Tag, CLR, yung mga new artists. They're already there. So Ron Henley, Stick Figures, ayan nandiyan sila. So the rap part of it, the music part of it is almost complete. So now I'm uploading pa isa-isa na yung mga pickers, my stint with History Channel, yung mga Jessica Soho and all that.
Okay.
So it's all there.
Okay, so si No Album God Skills, basically mission accomplished na.
Yes.
Or almost mission accomplished.
Yeah, because do you know why I really consider it as a success? Because No Album God Skills, it was the first video we watched. It was Picasso. He was very famous back in the day.
Uh-oh.
And he was in tandem with Ron Thug. So my goal, my vision was one famous rapper partner with a unsigned rapper, that's Ron Thug. So he was unknown. He was unknown and he was rapping with his idol.
Okay.
So I know that I did something good because the unsigned here, just last year, I guested them as the famous ones now.
Galing.
Yeah, and they're really old. And I'm really old too.
Okay, I remember Picasso. Saan siya ngayon? Back in the States na?
No, he's still here. He still has his clothing line. He's still rapping.
Okay.
Basically, family man nakikita ko.
So now, it's the other way around. It's the student who's more of a teacher now.
Yeah.
Medyo nag-evolve na rin. So these guys really owe a lot to your channel. Owe a lot to you.
Not really. Of course, they hustled on their own, but it was one of their breaks, stepping stones. Yeah,
yung breaks. I saw yung intro mo nga, and you helped them create their studio. You were not asking for anything in anything in return. Walang reciprocation.
Yeah.
So talagang you were very altruistic on that aspect. So ngayon, being a content creator, talagang mission accomplished na si No Album God Skills. Kyle, you also have a business, no? Si Kahoy World.
Yeah, the bread and butter.
The bread and butter. Can you tell us a little something about Kahoy World?
It started when I received a red envelope.
Any red envelope there?
No, that was the time that the redundancy programs were coming in the call centers. So they were taking out all the big managers instead of the agents. So they started from the top. So I was one of the... I was back then a training manager in a call center. So I was one of the... I think we were 18 managers who were given the red envelopes and said, thank you for your service. You already served us 8 years or 9 years. Ganun. So of course, there's a final pay that I got. And then I used that to open up a mall cart.
Mall cart?
What yeah. The mall cart's name is Rapper's Delight. I was selling bread. So I opened in SM Malls, Robinson's Malls, Gaisano Malls in the provinces.
Galing,
yeah? Yeah.
Gaisano Malls, yeah.
Because I targeted the provinces because that's where I think a newbie, you know, bread seller like me would, you know, have success. So anyway, after a year and a half or 2 years, I decided to close it down. So with each failure, there's always learning. So I studied it for 2 years because I was always paying 30,000 per month, and then I was seeing the failure and how it happened. Mr. Donut beside me closed down. And there were other famous mall carts that are also closing down, mga big names. So I was wondering why are these mall carts closing down? So I go, it's not their fault. Masarap yung food nila and everything. So it might be something else. Instead of focusing on that, I focused on who was earning. Someone was earning. So the person that was earning was the mall. And the second one was the mall cart maker. Because when the when that donut shop closed, I saw another mall cart come in. And then my shop closed, and then another mall cart came in. So I said, non-stop ang negosyo ng mall cart making. So I have connections now with SM, Robinsons, and Gaisano, all the malls. I talked to them that since my mall carts were passing in their standards na. Because it's hard. Yeah. Sometimes you put in your mall cart and they send it back. Sabi nila, pagandahin mo ang pangit. You go back next day or after 2 days.
Okay. When you say mall cart, ito yung parang mga kiosk, no?
Yeah, the kiosk and the mall carts with wheels that now they have a certain standard. Has to be wood, duco finish, and you know, acrylic lighted signage, ganun.
Okay. Alam mo, ang galing nung pinagdaanan mo kasi meron din ako mga friends ngayon na might be going through the same thing, no? Yung mga red envelope, no? So at least ikaw talagang you're a good example. Parang ano ka na, ikaw yung paradigm, ikaw yung ikakakay Jay-Z, parang ikaw yung blueprint eh. Pero alam mo, Lester, before, kasi I'm very interested in yung evolution ni Kyle. I moved away from no album, got skills without giving you the opportunity to ask man lang, baka may questions ka ba on that aspect, on the music side of Kyle. Baka may gusto kang itanong?
Siguro ko paano lang yung naging inspiration niya, paano niya naisip na simulan yung ganong
mag-rap? Kasi ito narinig sa banyo para may kausap eh. Nag-rap pala.
Paano niya naisip na simulan yung ganong movement? Kasi syempre, napakalaking community ng hip-hop industry. So para simulan ng isang ganong bagay, parang malaking responsibility. So ano yung naging inspiration mo?
The inspiration is really nung 2007, hip hop was not now you can see Abra on a billboard, you know, Looney and the SMB ads and everything. The Coca-Cola ads now are rappers.
Mm-mm.
2007, hip hop is parang jologs eh. Alam mo 'yun? Ganun eh, parang hip hop ka, jologs ka. So at the same time, the discrimination was there. Also, yung labels, we're talking about the big labels, yung mga Sony, Universal, Warner. All these big labels, they're looking for acoustic artists, rock bands. Hip-hop was really wala talaga. The only person signed back then, I think, was Francis M, Andrew E. So the rest were, we had a hard time getting signed. So when I got signed, my vision was to help these people who I know had talent but has zero chance in the corporate world or get inside the office of these labels. They sa guard pa lang, hindi na sila papasukin. Kasi nakasapatos na luma and stuff like that. So I decided to come up with a show that would showcase them, and then of course I have the power like you guys do here of editing.
Yes.
So pag nakita ko medyo pangit yung suot, pibigyan ko ng damit. This is how I want you to look. I'll edit it later. All your errors won't be seen. And then I uploaded it, and then people saw them, and they were like, okay. So some of them got signed, some of them did not continue or pursue. But still, I'm sure 12 years later they're watching that video and they're
proud
of it. Yeah.
Pero doon, yung aspect na yan, parang nakikita ko na yung shift mo to being more of a producer type, more of the business type. I remember watching one of your videos before. I think it was your rap battle with Looney. I'm sorry, can we bring that up? Because I remember that. Yeah. And Kyle, how did you develop being very... what do you call this? A really good lyricist. Kasi parang nakita ko yun talagang very impromptu. And then the way you were really mawala ang aking hindi ko kabisado ang rap terms, pero the way that you were just doing, I see JM to, diba? He's more mainstream.
Yeah, that's TV5 actually. That was live on TV5 on air Tambayan, they called it.
Okay, so our focus here is Kyle on when he was rapping. And I noticed, yun nga, parang talaga may killer instinct ka, whether it's business or rapping. How did you develop as a lyricist? Were you reading the dictionary a lot? Were you just indulging and immersing yourself in rap?
I was very fortunate because, like this guy, Looney, he's considered as the top rapper now. But that time, he was part of my rapscallion group. So
I didn't know that.
So basically, we hang around every day. And this kid, Looney, he's really talented. I hang around with him every day. And then what we do every day was we rap. We rap on my car. We rap while eating. And then pagka mi inuman minsan, instead of kwentuhan, this guy puts up a fishbowl na may mga topic inside. It was crazy. His vision was crazy. And then me, as an older guy that time, nakinabang talaga ako eh. Kasi they were rapping impromptu and I was forcing myself to do the same. So yeah, yung on-the-spot lyricism, I got it from really practice talaga.
From practice. Uh-oh. Parang constant sparring, no? Parang iron sharpens iron kayo nung time na yon. Yeah. Alright, so that's where you developed as a lyricist. Okay, and then hence also the No Album Got Skills. Pero nakapansin ko may bagong content din aside from just music. There's also other content in Crazy Kyle TV. Was it always Crazy Kyle TV?
Yeah, actually, it's also been Crazy Kyle TV. Although right now, like you said, I'm uploading a lot of new content there because I don't want to make a new page for the pickers because it's still Crazy Kyle. I want to keep the same page so that my followers, when they were young and listening to me, and they want to see me now, sabi nila, what is Crazy Kyle doing now? They can still see me, my shows from... History Channel, you know, the GMA7 stuff, they're all there.
Okay, so when we say History Channel, GMA7, are you signed with these networks?
I signed with History for the Filipino Picker. It was just for that project. It's not really a whole year project. And then with GMA, I'm more of a... consultant whenever they need someone for the antiques.
Mm-mm.
So pag may pinapasuri na nahukay ganun, tas I'm the bad guy. I'm the guy who always tells the person na this is only 10 pesos tas iiyak siya.
Parang sa pawn shop. Pawn stars. Ano ba yan? Si Tito Paolo talaga. Hindi man nanonood kasi parang sa pawn stars. Pawn Shop nga pala, doon ako galing kahapon. Pawn Stars pala. Okay. That's where now, that's the direction now of Rapscallion. Crazy Kyle Raps, Crazy Kyle TV. Okay, more of the Filipino picker. Paano naman, Kyle? How did it, saan nangyari yung evolution, yung metamorphosis na yon from rapper to Filipino picker? How did that happen?
Well, in the middle of that was Kahoy World. So,
As you were saying, okay.
When I was a kid, I've always been a collector, you know. Kinokolek ko pati yung mga library card ko. I still have it. The e-telecare IDs.
I still have it.
I still have it. the thing is, enable to do this collection, you need budget. Eh.
Yes.
So for me, my mentality is you can only buy. Meron ka lang right to buy these things pagbayad na lahat. Like you've already paid for your car, your house, and you know you paid your kids' schooling.
Yes.
You have insurance, and then that's the only time now you can buy your first antique. Yun yung mentality ko, because when my Kahoy World really took off, and then we opened the second shop. Uh-oh. Sabi ko, now is the time that I can start buying like that Halili beer.
What's the Halili beer? That's the first San Miguel ba? No,
the Halili beer was the competition of San Miguel, almost closed them down.
Really?
And then San Miguel was the better player, so they bought them. And then the Halili beer is the rarest bottle in the Philippines because there was a chismis, but no one is admitting it.
Yes.
But there are books that when you read it, it's there. Chismis that San Miguel, their game plan was buy Halili and then break all the Halili bottles. Back in the day, bottle making or manufacturing was very hard. You can only there are only one supplier or two, or it's out of the country.
Okay. But Kyle, can you give us an idea? Okay, ano ba ang antique technically is expensive? That's the major perception. Basta antique, you need to have a deep war chest or kailangan malalim talaga wallet mo. Because these things, even sa Green Hills, nakikita ko ang mga going price minsan. Nasa from 8,000 up, depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
what was your first antique na talagang binili mo with your own money?
Well, the first thing I bought was a vintage boombox because I'm in music.
Mm-mm.
So I started with the Walkmans, the boomboxes, and then the cassette tapes.
Mm-mm.
Those are the ones I started. Pero kung we're talking about antiques, that because vintage is 20 years, antique is 100 years. So
gotcha. Okay.
So
okay.
The first antique probably was, you know, my vintage antique bottles. I collect a lot of bottles. I have like over 500 bottles.
500
now sa bahay.
Bottles.
And they're all displayed sa wall. Kaya,
nako, kailangan ma-orient mo talaga yung household health mo. Baka mamaya ibenta.
Oh.
No, hindi nga alam. May bago kang helper. Diba? Makita niya. Papatimbang.
Like that, the Halili bottle was, I got it from an auction for 36,000 pesos.
36,000 pesos?
Just that one bottle. And there are museums that are actually talking to me, trying to acquire it. It's better to be in a museum. So I told them, I have plans of putting up a museum someday. So I want to keep it. I don't want to sell it.
Okay. Wow. Kyle, hindi naman na hindi ka kinakabahan. Baka may bumangga ba dyan?
Yeah. It's so protected naman. There's a acrylic cover sa lahat na yun. So safe na safe siya, naka-install siya dyan.
Okay, so the nature of collections, they really grow. Dumadami nang dumadami.
Yes.
So hindi ba kumakain na sa bahay mo, sa place mo? You still have space for now?
Yeah, actually it's a challenge because most wives complain because nagmumukha ng junk shop yung bahay.
Uh-oh.
But my advantage is I'm in furniture. So I have carpenters on call
na
pwedeng gumawa. So pagka yan, gusto kong itapon na yung malaking cabinet, palitan ko ng slimmer one.
Uh-oh.
In a matter of hours magagawa ko, so ang bilis for me. So na-rearrange ko lahat ng mga displays pag dumami.
Okay, okay. So you're very respected already in this field. I've seen it on Discovery. I've seen it on I'm sorry, were you Nat Geo ba? No.
History
Channel, pala, yeah. Sorry. And you were a guest. Sino yung female motorcycle rider?
Ah, yeah. Si Jamie Dempsey, Ride and Seek.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Si Jamie Dempsey even went to your place. Kahit siya, she was at all with your collection. Yeah. So, ang pinaka talagang coup de grace dun sa collection mo is the bottles ba? Yun yung talagang most rare andon?
Yeah, I think my bottle collection is on top of my list, but mm-mm. I also have toys, you know, the paperwork, yung mga magazines, newspaper clippings, and posters mm-mm. of presidents and all of the...
Yung newspaper, di ba ang hirap i-maintain nun? Parang may certain temperature ata yun.
Yeah,
minsan.
You need to keep it... and the problem with newspapers, you can't display it unless you have a building where you can put it, pero it's a lot, so it's really stored like a library lang.
Okay.
You can display it.
Ano yung, okay, so if you were to rank it, what's your favorite in your collection?
Well,
kasi you have toys, you have shoes, you have newspapers, bottles.
Yeah, my favorite in my collection really is the bottles because I have one right now. I bought it. It's an old bottle. It really shows the history of the Philippines eh, from the past and how we loved our language kasi yung mga pangalan ng soft drinks sinukuan mga ganun eh.
Di ka alam yan,
kasikatan ganun yung mga the names are really Pinoy tapos the design is Pinoy and then everything is Filipino.
So those yun yung gusto mo sa aspect ng bottles na yun. You really also get to see the history.
The history, yeah.
Okay.
Learning.
For toys, I can see dito you have toys. Ano naman ang affinity mo to toys? Ba't talaga may inclination ka rin towards toys?
The toys naman is I started buying toys for my collection, no? But then I went to my mom's house. I visited her one time.
Uh-oh.
And then she opened this stock room. I didn't know that all my toys were there. Uh-oh. So I saw my toys, like the wrestling figures, the Ghostbusters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Uh-oh.
Siyempre, that time, ang mga toys mo, konti lang eh. Kasi your parents will only buy you pag mataas score mo sa school. Ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Pero when I got it,
at
this age, when I got it, I only have half of the wrestlers. So now, I can now buy the missing half because I already have my own income, my own money. But the price is, ano, times 10 na. Like, it was 300 back in the day. Ngayon, 3,000 na si Ultimate Warrior. Ganun.
Grabe. Yung dalawa dyan, tahimik. Tingin ko hindi na nagto-toys to eh. Kayo bang dalawa dyan sa control area eh? Nagbumibili pa kayo ng toys?
Hindi na eh. Pumupunta na ako sa bahay ni Kyle at binubulsa yung iba.
Binubulsa mo iba. Ito ata, isa tingin ko mahilig sa sapatos eh.
Dito no? Lang ako. Ang dami ko nakikita lang dito.
Oo. Kyle, nakikita ko may shoes din.
Yeah.
Ano yung shoes na yun?
Well, the shoes are very few, no? Pero yung shoes kasi na collection ko more on based on players, not based on the brand. So, so makita mo dyan yung Ewing. I have the Ewings and then I have the Penny Hardaways.
Okay.
Tapos the D. Brown Reeboks. Pero not more of the ano eh, yung mga mamahaling mga sneaker ano. I don't have that. But of course the Back to the Future shoes, I have that. It's a
wow, grabe price no na.
Yeah, I have the it's not that best condition pero it's a must have.
Okay, meron bang off limits na pag nakita mo yung price, sabihin mo, okay, even if I've been wanting this for some time, medyo sobra na presyo. Do you have a ceiling na, okay, I can't spend as much or talagang you spend time na, okay, pag-iipunan ko muna to?
Well, in cases like that in picking or in collections, you can't, you don't have time to, ano eh, to save money kasi the dealer is there and he's saying I'll sell this to someone else if you don't get it, so minsan hold up eh. Mapapasulat ka ng check eh bigla kasi he's selling it let's say a pedal car for 50,000
Yes.
And that pedal car is the Sakbayan pedal car.
Oo.
Tapos sabihin nila, this is the only one in existence. And then gusto mong mag-research and see if it's really the only one in existence, then you found out it is, and then you come back, it's already bought.
It's bought. But have you ever bought something na you eventually find out it wasn't worth anything?
So far, wala naman.
Wala
but,
pa.
But I have bought fakes.
Oo.
Yeah.
Knowing they were maybe a reproduction or...
Well, there are times that if the price is not that high, you would gamble. Eh. Like, I bought a ice cream maker for 6,000 pesos. Yung wooden. So, the way I was looking at it, it was really old. And it was really legit.
Okay.
Although there's a brand there that if that is really the brand, it should be worth 30,000. Eh. And he was selling it for 6K. And he was telling me it's that brand. It's an old Tagalog brand. Eh.
Uh-oh.
So sabi ko, ako lang meron yun. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking if sinulat niya lang yun. And then finade niya. And then, you know, yes. Dinistress niya to have that look. So... ang winay ko na lang is if this is fake, is the 6,000 still okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then at that minute I told myself, yeah,
kaya.
I still want that wooden ano, even if it's not the Tagalog version.
Because
usually it's Alpine eh, the Alaska ice cream maker na foreign.
Yes.
Which madami-rami din dyan, pero it's still rare.
Okay.
But then the reason why I found out is because the person who drew
yes.
the signage.
Uh-oh.
I met him after a few years and he was like, "Sir, I was the one who and he thought that I had it made." Sabi, ikaw pala yung nagpagawa niyan, sir. Sabi ko, "Anong gawa?" I bought that. Sabi ko, sabi niya, "Ay, lagot."
Galing, yeah. So may risk management involved din pala, no? At a certain time, once you see, okay, an item is available, as you were saying, minsan wala kang time to reference check, to fact check, you have to immediately decide on that point. So it's not for everyone din, no?
Yeah, that's why the reading the books and studying it, pag wala kang ginagawa, just keep on reading the magazines, the books, Filipiniana books.
Uh-oh.
Para pag na-encounter mo, sabi mo, I read this somewhere. Pero pagka you really don't know what that item is and then it's like 30,000, I think you need to hold on to your money and come back tomorrow. Parang ganun.
So you really have to work on your stock knowledge, no? Kasi kung hindi, gastos ka ng gastos nito, hindi mo alam kung ano na yung binibili mo. Yeah.
And there's scavengers everywhere. Kasi, me, I'm scavenger free na eh, kasi they already know me. I'm known as the Filipino picker and they know I know a lot already. The dangerous people who will join the community is the people who are rich and excited. So the people who are rich and excited, may mga nag-aabang na ng mga kaibigan natin na na ready na yung items nila for that guy.
Okay.
And there's always one. There's always one. Almost every day, may bagong sasali. And that guy is rich and excited.
His money is burning in his pocket. So it's a growing community kahit papano.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because of, I think, the show, the American Pickers, the Pawn Stars, you know, they made it famous.
Ang galing. Alam mo, ikaw pioneer dito, no, in the Philippines. I mean, I've seen you've gone to Green Hills. There are talagang old school collectors. Pero you're the only one who's been able to maximize the digital realm. You're more on the media. Ikaw yung talaga exposed. Ikaw yung... Sa history ko nga, nakikita ko attraction na yung booth mo eh.
Well, the secret to it is really being an easy person to work with. Kasi there were a lot of people who were before me, mga idol natin yan, yung mga big time collectors.
Uh-oh.
But most of them are already in that stage that we don't want to share it.
Ah.
We don't want you to video our house or we don't take photos of my collection. There's 90% of them who are like that. So So
why is that? Ayaw na nila pakita.
Sometimes I don't understand, but it's something that I don't understand, but I respect. Kasi they said I don't want people to know me or to see my collection or because I meet these people. Sometimes they buy from me. Sometimes I buy from them. And I'll be like, sir, can we take a photo? Ayoko kasi medyo low-key ako eh. And a lot of them are like that. So when they see me, when you see me in Jessica Soho, for example, it's called selling out eh. In that community, which someone has to stand there, kaya I'm willing to, so I respect them, and then they respect me back. So it was good for me. I was able to get their hearts also. Na you need to do that. You need to not take photos, but I need to take photos, so you respect me back. Parang ganun.
Yeah, so technically, what you're doing in No Album Got Skills, you're doing it now in
the
Filipino.
Antique. Yeah, medyo.
So, andun yung parallel siya. Eh. So I didn't know that. Na if you take pictures, you're on video, you're being considered by the old school na medyo selling out.
A lot of them actually.
A lot of them. Yeah. Kasi gusto nila parang very underground, very cult following ang collection na,
maybe.
Or collectors.
Maybe also like why are you bragging your collection? It should be a private thing in your house.
I didn't know that yung ganong mindset existed. Ah.
I know.
Grabe. So what else will you do with it? It's also nice to share your passion, which is technically, it's also good because your content, this is good content for a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's my vision from the start was to put up a museum. So if I don't share it, it's totally the opposite of my vision.
Where do you plan to? May idea ka na ba? Or it's still a dream in the pipeline? Maybe 10 years down the road, you'll put up this museum. Are you parang ikaw yung type na hindi pa nga magcha-charge eh?
Yeah, because I work for the city's anti-drug department sa Mandaluyong. I work for Mandaluyong Anti-Drug Abuse Council, so okay. I'm a government employee also. And
alam yun, eh?
What we do there is really just help the kids, you know, get them into basketball, get them jobs instead of doing drugs, you know.
Uh-oh.
So it's really, we're not the ones who are catching them. Uh-oh. We're the ones after rehab. We're the ones giving them the new future. So my vision is really in Mandaluyong. So I'm hoping to put it up in Mandaluyong. Like you said, it's for free. And to have a little, you know, Mandaluyong museum, mini museum there. So I'm still getting my items.
Okay.
Because my items now is Kyle Gianan's items. Eh.
Uh-oh.
It should be Mandaluyong items. So that's my vision. Slowly getting everything.
You wear, Kyle, grabe. You wear so many hats. Rapper, producer, business person. Now I'm not so sure on kung ano ba yung talagang label sa Filipino picker. Pero I've seen the pickers sa history. Pero the Filipino picker, ang lakas ng branding eh. Ang lakas ng branding. And you're the first one. Talaga, you're the parang sinabi mong Iron Man, Superman, yung Filipino picker, it's synonymous now to your name, no?
Yeah.
May kilala akong magaling mag-IP, mag-trademark, pwede nang i-trademark eh. Ang galing kasi eventually I think someone will try to imitate you or emulate what you're doing. Kasi pag sinabi mong ganito mga collection, it's someone who's definitely more on the para mga senior na.
Yeah.
A lot older. It's rare you see someone in their 20s.
Oh, yeah.
In our age, no? Oh, it's very rare. So, talagang, in this one, you're opening the eyes of the millennials.
Yeah.
Kasi ang retro ngayon, in na rin eh.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you seeing any new blood that's coming in, younger than 30s? Meron na ba?
Yeah, actually, it's gonna be hard. That you're probably wondering why, di ba? Kasi let's say someone opened the sisig shop, tas nag-click, someone's gonna open sisig shop left and right. So why for 4 years now walang nagka-copy ng ganyan? Because it's really hard. Because there is the shine and there is the hated. Uh-uh. You need to balance it. And normally, people are staying away from the heat. Uh-uh. They stay out of the kitchen. Kaya sabi nila, I don't want to be that guy because these certain people, they hate him.
Uh-uh.
And then he has a million fans.
Uh-uh.
But then these 8 people hate him. And most people will say, ayoko, I don't want to be hated by these pillars of the ano, parang ganun. So it's really a tough choice to make. Someone tried to imitate it, or not really imitate, that do the same thing that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
He got into real trouble with the toy community. Artista din siya. He tried to come in like a he tried to come in as a rich guy with a lot of money, celebrity, a lot of old fans that will follow the page. But the response of the people really is hard for him. So most likely maglilelo agad like that lelo agad. But me, I do it. Walang problem sa akin because I'm used to it.
Oh nga,
I'm used to it.
Sanay ka sa grind and the hardship of business. Ang dami mo kasing pinagdaanan eh. Does the street cred, does the history, not the history, pero your reputation as a musician, as a rapper, did it help with your reputation sa Filipino Picker?
If you watch the rap battles, they would talk about your mom. They would talk about your wife. Mm-mm. They would talk about your looks and your background, your race.
Got it.
So I grew up on that. So how can it hurt me when they say sellout ka? That's nothing. It's like pitik lang inside. Because I grew up with people saying bad things in the rap battles. I got so used to it. So you need like parang talagang
thick skin.
Yeah, you need a big heart if you wanna do this.
Okay, hindi alam ng mga old timers na sanay ka na sa insulto, no? Yeah. Hindi ka sanay sa rap battle kung anong sabihin nila, medyo wala sa iyo.
Yeah, and the what they don't know is how much I'm being paid, no? Yun yung something that I don't share. But if they know, they will be, mas galit pa sila.
So, magkano ba kayo?
Biro lang.
So, this is your most recent evolution, the Filipino Picker. So, sa history ngayon, may history con, is annual yan, no? Every year?
Yes.
Is it do you join almost every year?
I join every year. I've become their the model nila. The first one, they went to my shop. They picked up all my items. They had a truck, and then they made me a deal that I couldn't say no to. Napakaganda. So I went on 2 more years, and this year we're still waiting for it.
Mm-mm.
There's a delay. I'm not sure if it's happening this year.
Mm-mm.
But definitely we're looking forward to the next few history cons.
Yeah, so you're really medyo iconic na yung si Filipino Picker, kasi the last time nakita ko andito pa yung sa Vikings Lagertha ba, tama?
Yeah,
she was here, diba? Sa
the history, pretty girl, yeah.
Oo, sa history con. So yun na napapansin ko, because we've also tried to get into collectibles, may times talaga na medyo matumal yung, if you're selling, sometimes items sit on the shelf for 6 months, 8 months, yun yung medyo mabigat. I mean, it does appreciate, pero ang tagal ng harvest season.
Yeah.
So for you, ang nakikita ko, you're also able to maximize your personality, you're able to very few. Actually, I can't imagine anyone going to the collecting vintage items or antiques and then be able to go to media and digital and earn. Ang dami mo sponsorship, Kyle. Nakita ko Zion ba? Si Zion.
Zion.
How did that happen? Yung Zion na.
It was a blessing in disguise, because they were inviting me to host, to judge their indie film festival.
Uh-oh.
So I said, I don't know anything about video editing or being a director. No, all our 8 movies are about batang 90s, 80s.
Uh-oh.
So the movies were about vintage items and vintage life.
Uh-uh.
So I was one of the judges. And then they offered me a cash payment for my TF. And then na-notice nila na I was replying really slow. Parang sabi ko,
parang hesitant.
I think I'm busy that day. Ganun. And then they gave me a follow-up offer. Kala nila siguro it was that.
Uh-oh.
So they gave me some Zions and they said we will sponsor you for the your future music videos. Kaya all of a sudden si Lolo Kyle biglang nagka music video na lima eh. It's been on hiatus for a long time like you said, but then I had a music video in Hong Kong and then I had a music video
sa Hong Kong. Sorry, how do you pronounce it? Zion pala.
Zion.
Okay, because it's Chinese, no? Tama ba?
Yeah, I
Chinese
think so.
Brand. So this one naka ano ba yung ginagamit mo, parang Zion Crane?
No, when I'm traveling, like the one in Taiwan, I use the one for the Huawei P20 Pro kasi the quality is really good. And then we were planning to put that on the mobile what do you call that? Mobile Film Fest. They have that thing. Yung it should be mobile based or the what you used for the shoot was a mobile phone. So that's what we used for that Hong Kong shoot.
Yung sa Hong Kong, ang ganda ng movement ng camera, tapos ikaw lang humahawak noon?
There were two of us.
Pero ikaw, parang ikaw yung primary eh.
Yeah, fortunately, the other one is a professional from Hong Kong who really handles Zion.
Okay, so can we pull that up? Because on the aspect of the movement of the camera, it was very professional. Sorry, sa Hong Kong ba yun? I think it's this one. Tama ba? Okay.
Yeah, this one.
And I saw the movement of this one, the camera. It's alam mong may stabilizer, pero kasi kahit may stabilizer, minsan you have to be able to handle it eh. So this one is nalilito na tuloy ako, Zion. It's a Zion stabilizer.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there were two cameras and you were handling one of them.
Yeah, the other one is a DSLR, but very few shots were taken there because we're not allowed to 100% with the
Pero ganyan naman kasi ngayon sa content creation, ninja style, talagang guerrilla. You
need to run.
Oo, takas na lang. Alam mo dito sa BGC, magkano ba for you to shoot on the street na may tripod, parang 45,000.
Wow.
Oh, basta walang tripod, pwede naman, no, Lester?
Yeah, guerrilla shots.
Oo, so ito, street, if you look at it, Lester pala. If you look at it, ang galing ng camera movement nila eh. And Kyle, may background ka sa editing?
There are times kasi na I'm editing my blogs and I'm editing my Crazy Girl TV.
Mm-mm.
Because there are times that your budget is not there because the hip hop heat mo is not there anymore. So your support, unlike dati, unahan yung mga editors. Yeah, Crazy Girl, mag-edit. And then when the new generation came, of course, yung Crazy Girl parang idol na lang, parang ayaw na nilang tulungan na i-edit parang ganun. So I had to learn everything, album covers for Photoshop and then video editing. Pero for these ones, luckily I have people to edit for this because Zion came in and then they were the ones.
This is a sponsored what do you call this? I want to call it a vlog, but it's a music video.
Yeah, it's a actually I think these are three videos sponsored by Zion. The first two here in the Philippines, sila talaga yung nag-shoot. Like they really came as a team and
the production team.
And then this one is just the equipment.
Kyle, who's the guy?
This is a Chinese rapper in Hong Kong, so we contacted him and then we collaborated.
Uh-oh.
And then he recorded his stuff there and then we recorded here and then pinagsama namin. Then we came there to shoot the video.
Nasa parang in the offing may production house ata to si Crazy Kyle TV. Alam mo Kyle, bagay sa'yo mag-vlog.
Yeah, actually a lot of people are telling me that. Pero the time eh. Like right now, no?
Oo.
I'm sorry. Lagi akong hindi makapunta eh.
Pero the just like when you, ngayon nga sa, sorry Carla Caba, pero sa Kumu nga, may naglalaban na binablog lang eh, nagluluto o ibang vlog lang. And plus ikaw personality ka pa, a lot of people know you, you'll immediately pick up. Alam mo, punta ka lang dito, tulungan namin mag-edit. Alam problema. Oh, pero I think, Lester, do you think if, di ba, si Kyle parang built for vlogging eh.
Tama. Kasi nandun na lahat nung ano eh, yung content niya eh. Kailangan mo lang iluto ba?
anong ibig sabihin mo yung iluto?
Parang kailangan mo lang ito, i-edit yung mga ideas na naiisip niya.
Ah, okay. Kasi andun na yung personality, yes. Andun na yung... Walking, Kyle, sorry, walking content ka eh.
Yes.
ang kailangan mo lang, itapat mo lang yung camera eh. Tapos noon, ang galing mo pa kumuha ng, ano, ng branding, brand deals, mm-hmm. I mean, yung Zion, as you were saying, talagang kusang lumapit na lang sila. So, pwedeng-pwede. Alam mo, may kilala akong six-footer na pwedeng mawawak na camera.
Chinese din, no?
Oo, Chinese din. Pero I hope, Kyle, you consider it in the future na kahit pa paano. Kasi sayang yung content mo eh.
Yeah.
I mean, just you on your own. You're a very intriguing personality. You walk in here with a hoverboard. Immediately, parang I'm wondering who's this person. Can you tell me a little something about this hoverboard that you have?
No. well, this is the Universal Studios copy of the hoverboard. No, but I made a wooden version of this during the HistoryCon. I sold several copies of this na wooden Pinoy version. I changed the logo to Pinoy Picker para naman may Filipino feeling. Parang ang gumawa ay carpintero na Pinoy na fan ng Back to the Future. Not necessarily replica siya.
It's not classified as replica?
It is, but because it looks exactly like that.
Exactly
but,
the same.
But it's a wooden version. Tapos may mga ginawa tayong ukit-ukit ng konti.
Oo.
Para may Pinoy na ano, feel.
Ang galing. And then, technically, it's nice to have those things in the office now eh. Kasi ngayon, very creative ang mga opisina.
Yes.
Gone were the days na cubicle-cubicle na lang. Yeah. Diba? There has to be some creativity in the office itself. But before we wind down, Kahoy World now, how is it doing?
Kahoy World is basically my bread and butter. So, it keeps going stronger and stronger. It's really word of mouth. I'm not doing any advertisements, but you know, celebrities come in.
Uh-oh.
And I take pictures of celebrities because when they're paying, I tell my staff, make sure you take a photo of them. Uh-oh. When they're counting money, because the people are used to, you know, giving bed to a celebrity so he can promote it.
Yeah.
But this time, these people are falling in line to buy. So that means they really want the quality. They like the what we're doing. And then other people are also falling in line. Medyo mahaba pila ngayon. But the people are still waiting. That's why I'm really overwhelmed with, you know, kasi imagine you can buy today and get it after a week.
Okay.
Pero sa amin, ngayon, 52 days eh.
52 days
and
na.
And then, people are still falling in line.
For
so,
kahit 52 days,
yes.
Close to 3 months, no?
Two months.
Dito pa ulit, hindi marunong mag-math eh. Okay.
Sa akin din nga, tagal eh.
Oo nga.
Kaibigan na niya ako.
Nagpagawa ko.
Pang isang daan ako sa pila.
Yes, it is.
Pang isang daan.
Pang isang daan ako sa pila. Thank you.
Para may kasama ka dyan, Lester. Ah. Ikaw ba yun?
Ah, si Tim yun.
Ah, si Tim ba yun? Tim, nakapila ka.
Oo, pila. Worth it naman yung pila.
Bayaran natin. Kasi,
wala kaibigan.
Biro natin. nakikita ko very innovative din kayo. Ah. Meron ditong parang drawer na parang Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
Ano to, by request or kayo nagsasuggest ng ganito?
If you see photos there that are medyo Instagrammable, we call it.
Oo.
Those are the first years of my business.
Oo.
Yung mga ganyang stuff kasi is more of showing off your skill eh. Pero the fact is, I've been in business for 7 years. No one orders that.
No one orders that.
If you see a video sa YouTube, yung kama, tinataas, may story siya ilalim.
Uh-oh.
People come to my shop, inquire about that, and order something else. Kasi they realize na it's just Instagrammable eh, na parang ang ganda pero pag araw-araw mo gagamitin paano yun,
like, walang practicality.
If you remember the Nike box, yung shoes,
yung
Nike shoe box,
hindi practical.
It trended for a long time, then we sold a lot, and then these people are now complaining because it's a big kalat daw sa gitna ng sala.
Yes. Yung akin nasa storage eh.
Nasa storage. You have
meron ka pala.
Pero nasa storage yung akin eh. Alam mo, Kyle, si Kahoy World reminds me of ano, parang it's the Atoy, si Atoy Customs is sa kotse. Ikaw parang sa furniture naman.
Yeah. I have goosebumps because History Channel once put me in Atoy at the same venue, and then they took a photo of me and Atoy. Together.
Ganun niya eh. Parang like-minded kayo eh.
Yeah. He was also with History Channel.
Okay.
I was doing Kahoy World for Tiny House Nation.
Talaga?
Yeah. And then he was doing something for The Cars. I forgot what show that is. Pero, Rick Restoration or something. He was doing that.
Okay.
He was the Filipino version.
Ang layo na narating nito ni Kyle. No, parang so young, still young. Sorry, memory keepers and future subscribers. Alam ko mga 18 at 20s pa lang kayo. Pero 40s is still young. And for this man to be able to accomplish everything that he has accomplished, parang several several lives na ang pinagdaanan nito eh. Okay, Kyle. So if they want to get in touch with Kahoy World, do they call a certain number? Is there an email? Anong preferred contact nyo?
Well, for me, just type Kahoy World on your search engine, since it will come out on Google, also on Facebook. Our page is Kahoy World Furniture at Iba Pa. And then the number is 0918-911-6280 for the hotline.
And
then for the videos, of course, the Crazy Kyle TV, Rapscallion for YouTube.
Okay.
And then I don't have Twitter.
Kaya lagi Instagram. Anong mga, I'll test kung how much of a tito to si Kyle. Anong mga social media mo?
I have Facebook, and then I have YouTube, and I think I have Instagram.
Oo. May mga media account managers ka ba? Or ikaw talaga yon?
My pages have several admins. One is my wife.
Okay.
So kung babae ka, sinabi mo, hi Pogi, na-block ka, alam mo na yun.
Yun dapat gabi mo, Pao. Yun na yun.
Yeah, okay, so wag po kayo sa Facebook kumontak. Tingin ko, mas safe dito sa hotline eh. Mas safe dito sa hotline. Kayo ha, family man na, tahimik na ang buhay eh. Ito naman, no, it's si Tim eh. Kung ano-ano ang sinasuggest mo. Sa hotline daw po kayo tumawag. Oo, pero biro lang. Because this is very much... So it's you and your wife now who's handling it. Nandito pa si Chris Aquino.
Yeah, we have staff sa Kahoy World who are secretaries and PAs whenever we have events.
Oo.
Kaya they're also part of the admins in our pages. So they get... Because our page minsan... we get like 300 inquiries in a day, and of course not all will buy, only 3 will buy, pero you need to answer all those inquiries kasi you will look like suplado na ano.
Lalo na sa social media ngayon, ang bilis pag may nag-comment dyan na hindi nagre-reply, ang bilis magsasabi ng iba suplado. Okay, so anyway, going back nga, so that's Kahoy World. Kyle, I'll just ask you to look at camera 2 na lang, just let them saan ka ba nila pwede i-follow na social media accounts?
The social media accounts are Crazy Kyle TV also on Facebook.
Okay.
And then Kahoy World Furniture on Facebook, and of course The Filipino Picker on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also have a YouTube account, Crazy Kyle TV, Rapscallion. I have a gift for you guys.
Uy, naku, Kyle, we don't have anything for you.
No, it's okay. It's
grabe, kanina tinitingnan niya namin ni Tim yung mga dala ni Kyle.
Oo. So, pakisama mo to sa ano, ha, sa edit, ha.
Yes. Live? Yeah.
Wow.
So this I'm giving one each. No, it's called Trump Super Trump.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I used to have this. Thank you. If we can show it. Wow, I used to have this.
Tapos eto naman, one each din yung tawag dito, text.
Oh, oh.
Yan naman is Prikitik movie. Ito naman, Titanic. This is the Tagalog version of Titanic.
Ang galing, ah. If we can just show this.
Ganda yan. Maganda
yan. Lester, kung hindi mo itatago yan, bigay mo sa akin.
Tatago ko to.
Dahil, ito, naaalala ko to. I used to buy this. Itong Ace Trump game na to.
Sa labas ng school yan.
Tatayinig.
Oo. Kahit, thank you, ah.
Yeah. Those are, take you down memory lane.
Oh, super appreciate it. Grabe. Thank you very much, Kyle. Nahihiya tuloy ako. I have nothing for Kyle. Eh.
No, it's okay.
Bigay ko na lang sa iyo yung number one shirt production ng Teddy Sage. Baka in the future, or something. Okay, sige. We shall do your closing.
Okay, let's go home. So, Memory Keepers, thank you so much for watching our Spill the Beans podcast, and for Kyle, Crazy Kyle, thank you so much for coming here. Sobrang natutuwa kami kasi kahit papaano ito yung first time na nagkaroon tayo ng music artist dito sa Spill the Beans podcast. And for our Memory Keepers, kung nagustuhan nyo tong episode na to, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe on
like,
this channel.
Like, share, and subscribe. And also, we'll link the channels for the Memory Keepers and future subscribers. We'll link all the channels and the details na rin of Crazy Kyle TV, yes, and also Kahoy World. And also their hotline. We'll put it on the description box below.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, Memory Keeper, see you on the next
episode. Thank you for watching, everyone. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye, team.
Bye, team.